I am confident that my decision will not cause a change in the majority status of the Democrat Party in the Senate. And there's two or three reasons why I feel that way. One is a very practical reason, and that is that the Democrat Party has a very decided voter registration edge in the 17th district. And so that, you know, that whoever the Democrat candidate is who's running to succeed me is, you know, sort of has a head start because of that. But also, we also have some very good Democrats who are potential candidates, and I'm not prepared right now to discuss who they might be. As a matter of fact, one of the things I want to do personally is see who perhaps unexpectedly might come forward in the Democrat Party interested in running. But the bottom line, though, is that we have some very, very good people who I think will be interested in running, and who any one of whom I could support enthusiastically. So that's the second reason I feel fairly confident. And the third reason is, and I hope I'm right about this, and this will sound a little self-serving, but I've tried very hard myself to establish good relationships with many different people, many different organizations, and people of different political stripes, by the way, over the 10 years next year, that I will have served in the Senate. And I think that also will help give a little bit of a leg up to whoever the Democrat candidate may be. So for those kinds of reasons, I'm reasonably confident. I'm also very aware of the fact that on any given election day, on any given year, any given candidate can lose. And so I think we Democrats are going to have to work very, very hard and take nothing for granted. But I do think that the totality of the evidence suggests that we should be okay.